Luke glanced down at R2-D2. Start the holo where we left off. The droid reactivated his holo projector. Unu crowded closer, the insects in back climbing onto the shoulders of those in front, and within moments, they were towering over Luke and his companions in a great teeming mass. Luke squatted down beside the holo and shifted the X-Wing replica to one hand. Look how the fizz is attacking the hover sled and the fuel, but not the homogeny trunk. He inserted his finger into the holo, pointing out the features as he named them, then moved to the stone foundation where the aqualish had collapsed. The same here. It's attacking the bodyguards, but not the stones they're on. A low, chattery rustle rose from Unu, and Raynar asked,
Are you saying that the fizz does not attack anything native to Wotaba?
Not quite, Luke said. R2-D2 continued to run the holo recording. Hoversled and Aqualish began to disintegrate beneath the fizz. I'm saying it only attacks things that harm Wotaba.
And you think that is why the fizz attacks us? Because we harm Wotaba?
I think it attacks you when you harm Wotaba, Luke corrected. As long as you aren't hurting the environment, it remains inert. The last bits of the hover sled and the aqualish vanished. The froth quickly subsided, leaving only piles of brown dirt behind, and the forest and the holo recording returned to stillness. R2-D2 shut down his projector, and when Raynar and Unu still remained silent, Han couldn't take it anymore.
Well, that's our theory anyway, he said. There might be others that are just as good.
This brought Raynar out of his silence.
It is not a bad theory. It fits with what we have seen ourselves.
Luke felt like an immense weight had been lifted off his shoulders. He allowed himself a moment of self-congratulation, then a soft shudder, so faint it was barely perceptible, ran through Unu.
Sometimes, Master Skywalker, we forget how clever you are.
Raynar raised his hand and shook the stump of a gloved index finger toward Luke.
But not today.
I don't understand, Luke said. Hostility. He quieted himself inside and began to concentrate on the force itself, on its liquid grasp, on its ripples lapping him from all sides. You saw R2-D2's holo.
We will not let you say we brought this on ourselves. We know who is responsible.
Not the Jedi, Luke said. It wasn't easy to match all the different ripples in the Force to an individual source, not with Saras and Unu obscuring the picture with their own hazy presences. I promise you that. The Unu mass began to disassemble itself and drop to the floor. Maybe we should just forget the tour. Han began to ease toward the exit. Thanks for the ship models. Really.
We have decided to keep a closer watch on you two. We cannot have you two stirring up any more fizz with your reactor rods.
Raynar extended his hand.
You will give us your weapons.
Han's knuckles whitened around his blaster grip.
When Hutt's ride swoops...
We would rather have it now,
Raynar said. Han's blaster twisted free of his grasp and floated over, then Raynar turned to Luke.
Master Skywalker.
Luke hated to yield his weapon, but he would have an easier time recovering it later than fighting to keep it now. He removed the focusing crystal from the handle, the Jedi equivalent of unloading a weapon before surrendering it, and handed both the crystal and the lightsaber over.
A wise choice.
Raynar said. A swarm of large, orange-chested worker insects began to gather around Luke and Han.
Saras will see you to your new quarters. Please do not force us to harm you by attempting to leave before Princess Leia returns with a way to stop the fizz.